There's been a new breakthrough in harnessing mind power to help paralysed people gain more independence. A study in the journal Science reports a new kind of brain implant can sense a patient's intent to move a robotic arm. Here's Christine Carney.
Did it! That's the echoes of jubilation for Californian Eric Sorto, who's able to finally drink a beverage by himself. Shot in the back more than a decade ago, he was left instantly paralysed from the neck down. Now, with just the power of his thoughts, he's been able to realise his dream of sipping a beer.
That was amazing. I was waiting for that for 13 years, to drink a beer by myself, you know. I'm sure, you know, everybody can relate to that. Like, a lot of people can just imagine how it'll feel after 13 years to drink a beer by yourself and not have somebody assist you or be asking, can I have a drink, can I have a drink?
Thanks to a new kind of brain implant, the 34-year-old can now make a handshaking gesture, grab a cup to drink from, and even play the rock-paper-scissors game. Electrodes implanted in his brain transmit signals to a computer, where they are translated as instructions for a robotic arm. The father of two says he begins by identifying what task he wants to perform.
And then I start thinking about the robotic arm. I close my eyes and I start imagining the robotic arm and what I wanted to do.
In the last decade, several people outfitted with brain implants have used their minds to steer prosthetic limbs. But Mr. Sorto has become the first person in the world to have a neural prosthetic device implanted in a region of the brain where intentions are made.
What was different about the study and in advance was that we decoded or could read out his imagined movements. And these imagined movements comprise his plan or intent.
That's California Institute of Technology neuroscientist Dr. Richard Anderson, who led the study. Previous neural brain implants targeted a region of the brain known as the motor cortex, which controls movement. But while those patients could also control a robotic limb, movement was delayed and jerky. The new trial concentrates on a different area of the brain, the posterior parietal cortex, that allows for smoother movements. Dr. Anderson says this part of the brain processes the planning of movements rather than the details of how movements are executed.
This is an alternative to, say, using motor cortex to try to work out those details directly from the brain. So in that case, by indicating the goal, say, I want to pick up this glass of water, you don't need to specify a lot of details about the movement.
But he says the latest discovery is still early days in a rapidly evolving field. Further research, he says, may use brain implants to target other parts of the brain.
One possibility would be to go to a language area and decode their language thoughts. I think it's an important step, and it's a very rapidly evolving field.
For now, Eric Sorto says besides having the odd beer, first up on his list of tasks is grooming himself and brushing his teeth.
It's basically giving me so much hope and so much happiness just to see there's some kind of hope out there for us.
That's patient Eric Sorto. Christine Carney was our reporter.